News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we explore the northeastern part of India, it gets intriguing to know about it in each episode. Let me tell you about the excitement in today's episode. Today, folks, we bring you a special interview from the AIR archives featuring the talented Guru Reoban Mashangwa, a folk musician and singer from Manipur. We will also take a closer look at the rich customs and culture of the Zeliang tribe of Nagaland. But for now, let's head to Kaziranga National Park in Assam, where we celebrate the remarkable recovery of the one-horned rhinoceros. Once on the brink of extinction, with just 600 rhinos, their population has now surged to over 3,000. Thanks to tireless conservation efforts and community involvement, here is our special correspondent Ishika to share this inspiring story of hope.
Today I have got an incredible story from Assam. It's all about one of India's most famous animal, the one-horned rhinoceros. Back in the 1960s, things were not looking good for these rhinos. There were only about 600 of them left in the wild. Poaching was a biggest threat. Hunters were killing rhinos for their horns, which were sold for a lot of money in illegal markets. These horns were used in traditional medicines and as luxury items. It seemed like the rhinos were in serious danger of disappearing forever. But now, fast forward to 2024, and the picture is completely different. Today, Assam is home to more than 3,000 rhinos. Yes, from just 600, their population has grown, and it's all thanks to years of hard work in protecting them. So, how did this happen? The key turning point came in 2016, when the government took a strong stand against poaching. They introduced new measures, including stricter laws and better protection for the rhinos. Since then, poaching has gone down by 86%. This is a huge achievement. Forest Guard and Rangers played a major role in this success. They started patrolling the national parks more frequently and with better equipments. Their hard work ensured that poachers couldn't hunt rhinos as easily as before. But it wasn't just the guards. The local communities around these parks also helped protect the rhinos. People living near the forest started seeing the rhinos as a part of their heritage, and they became more involved in efforts to keep them safe. Today, they proudly protect these animals and also benefit from the tourism that rhinos brings in. That's right, Assam's national park, especially Kaziranga, attracts tourists from all over the world who wants to see these magnificent creatures. The money from the tourism helps the local economy and encourages even more conservation efforts. There's still more to be done, though rhinos continue to face challenges like habitat loss and the remaining threat of poachers. But this amazing progress shows us that when people come together, we can save endangered species. So the story of Assam's rhinos is one of hope. It reminds us that with hard work and dedication, we can make a big difference. This is Ishika from Northeast Diary from Akashwani News, Guwahati.
The Zeliangs constitute one of the major tribes of Nagaland, residing primarily in the Peren district in the southwestern part of the state. The Zeliangs share borders with Assam and Manipur. They are composed of various clans and kales and are known as the Zeliangrongs, a tribal community that encompasses three closely related tribes, the Zim, the Liangmai and the Rongmai, who trace their ancestry back to three brothers. The Zeliangs are celebrated for their rich cultural heritage and are recognized for their generosity, hospitality, loyalty and honesty. Among their most cherished values is selflessness, referred to as Lairo in the Zim dialect. This spirit of prioritizing others and the community remains a defining trait of the Zeliang people today. Join us as we delve deeper into their culture and values.
is an official name of the Zemi and Liangmai people in Nagaland. Some scholars have regarded these people as the last group of migrants from Southeast Asia. Dutyobo Nyumai from the Zilang tribe introduces his tribe for us.
My name is Dutyobo Nyumai. I belong to Zeleng tribe. Zeleng tribe live in the district called Peren district. As far as our district is concerned, approximately it is around 1 lakh cultivation. Rice, and then lately the farmers, they are opting for another cultivation like chili cultivation. And also, since they are enlightened about the ideas of entrepreneurship, we can see in and around the village some of the village people rearing chicken, poultry, and also piglets and so many things. It is very important to remember that Zeleng consists of two sub-tribes. Zay for Zemai, Liang for Liangmai. As far as the Zeleng people is concerned, in the history, the Zeleng people are known as the most hard-working people.
Dutyobo speaks about the speciality of Zeleng food, its preparation, and other habits.
The specialities of Zeleng is known as jekichan. Jekichan is made out from fragmented mustard leaf, and it is very famous among the Nagas. It is especially used in making pickles, mustard leaf. First, mustard leaf will be collected, harvested, and then it will be washed, it will be grind, and then we will cover the grinded mustard leaf for maybe around 1 week, and then the mustard leaf will break down, and then it will become a watery substance, and then we are going to squeeze the water, and then we will collect the water, we are going to boil it until it become into a solid state. Yes, that is how we produce the jekichan. Multi-purpose, because if I don't have curry, if I have only rice, maybe I can take the little amount of jekichan, get mixed with rice, with some salt, I can take it because it is very tasty. And also with meat. Yes, with meat especially, it helps a lot. And then it adds flavor to this our pickle. Yes, that is how it is slowly and gradually becoming famous among the Nagas.
Zeleng tribe is noted for their vibrant traditional dresses. Like all tribal communities, Zeleng tribe too has its festivals, music and dance. That would captivate anyone, says Dutyobo. Hega and Chega Gadi are the main festivals celebrated by this tribe.
Chega Gadi is a major festival we celebrate on the 31st of October every year. And then it is about the harvesting. Once the harvesting season sets in, we will celebrate this Chega Gadi. The cultivator, after harvesting their crops, they will celebrate killing animals, buffalo, and so on. When we say the folk song of Nagas, some song will be to teach the younger folks. Some song will be about the bravery in the war. Some songs will be about the victory. Some songs will be a romantic songs. Because in olden days, the girls and boys, in order to pursue a relationship, they don't approach orally. Instead, they try to communicate a female friend through song, and then the female friend will automatically make it out that he is falling through his song, yes. That is the most romantic and amazing thing about our ancestors. They are very shy people when we talk about this once upon a time.
Has modernity had its impact on the traditional music? Yes, of course, says Dutya Bose.
In the present youngster, victory is on the Western culture. But still then, since we know the importance of our culture and tradition, by celebrating big festival like Hornbill, the elders, the leaders, they want to remind the upcoming younger generation that it is very important to uphold our culture.
Morung, the traditional youth dormitory of Zalang, is known as Rehangke.
This is a learning place in the past. In the Naga society, once a child crosses a childhood stage, he or she will be sent to a murung. In a village, it is compulsory that there will be boys' murungs and there will be females' murung. And then murung is a place where all the young folks will come together. Yes, elders in the village will take this opportunity to teach the younger generation about their coming days and also about the world principality, about the war victory history. Yes, it is passed on orally, mouth to mouth, yes. When we look at the olden days murung, you will not see a vacant wall because all the wall will be decorated with the skull of wild animals.
Zalang tribe has a priceless possession, a private pride. That is Rani Gaidinilu, the Naga political and spiritual leader who had led a revolt against British colonial rule in India. In 1937, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru had met her at the Shillong jail and promised to pursue her release. Nehru gave her the title of Rani, Queen.
Yes, in some of the villages, we can see some of the Haraka followers, the followers of Rani Gaidinilu, yes. She's from our Zalengrong community. She was a patriot. In those days, when the people are busy earning their own daily bread, not caring about the freedom, not caring about the independence, not caring about their freedom being curtailed, yes. But she was a God-gifted lady because she was implanted with the idea that we need not live like this. We are a free being. That is how she started mobilizing our people. Slowly and gradually, her movement became so famous that her movement is being recognized by the government of India up to date.
And friends, in our Personality of the Week section, we spotlight Guru Reoban Mashangwa, a renowned folk musician and singer from Manipur, in an interview conducted by Sanjeev Barua. Guru Reoban is celebrated for his role in preserving the rich Thangkhul Naga folk music tradition. Hailing from a remote village in Manipur, he has not only rediscovered and revitalized the diverse folk heritage of Nagas, but has also adopted their tribal instruments to align with Western musical scales, appealing to younger audiences. In recognition of his significant contributions to the arts, the Government of India awarded him the Padma Shri in the year 2021, the fourth highest civilian honor.
Guru Rubin Mashwanga, he's from Manipur, a very well-known legendary figure from the Northeast, an amazing performer who electrifies audiences. Please do tell us something about yourself.
Thank you for this interview. I'm from Manipur and I'm Thangkhul tribe from Manipur state. I'm living in the Myanmar border. I'm living in the jungle. My name is Ruben Mshangwe. I'm a folk musician and composers and performers.
How did you get into music?
I don't know. See, when I was young, see the old guys singing song in the village. So I like to sing a song. That's why I just sing a song till today. And in village, in olden times, that is 60s, 70s, the village old guys, they are still alive, so they sing folk songs. So sometimes I like to hear folk music. But, you know, see, in our people, the Christians' religions has arrived, so our people accept the new religions. So now totally everything is changing. So every Sunday we went to church, sing a song in gospel music, church music. So I started like this from church, Sunday school. Lastly, I realized when I getting grown, maybe 2018, 25, I should understand at least our folk stuff. So I started like that only. I don't know, but I just interested to listen to folk music. That's why I started and start learning from old stuff. You know, see, I'm not going education also. I'm not getting through class 9, 8, 10. I'm not getting through. And I'm not going formal musical schools also. But I just listen from ear to ear, from old guys, until today I play like this. So I learn a lot from the old guys. Now those old guys, there's no more now. Those still alive, the old guys, they are the Christians. They sing a gospel song, church songs. But the folk stuff, they didn't know because 80 years, 100 years, they practice in the church music. So they totally forgot. So till today, I started little bit, small things. I just pick up and try to alive our folk stuff.
But you started something which was fusing your folk music into the more mainstream forms of blues and all. So that created this unique sound. I mean, tell us something about that. I mean, how did you think that there would be an audience that would accept something which is not blues? Because mostly we like blues or we like rock or metal or whatever. So, I mean, how did you think that if you were singing a traditional song in Nagamese language, that if you fused it with a blues rhythm, it would work? I mean, that's really what is unique about it.
Yeah, that is so relevant. Your question is so relevant. Now, this is we need. Now, the youngsters, they are more interested to the modern cultures, modern rhythms, in electronic sounds, whatever. But today, why I started to play like this. Now I'm playing 30 years. So I try to create a new sound through guitar. The folk stuff, folk instruments, the youngsters, they don't interest. Even me also, so boring to listen the folk musical instruments. But today, I try to create in a guitar part, six strings, because for the youngsters, for the younger generations, I'm trying to create like this. You know, see, without the foundations, where I go, my music. And I want to perform in Europe countries. I want to perform in America. I want to perform in Australia. But the Middle East, South East is almost the same. And they won't accept. That's why I create this kind of things. So that now America and then the Europe people, they accept my music. Because I play a Hawaiian guitar. But the sound is different. Of course, my string is steel strings, but
Spanish guitar.
Spanish guitar.
Yes.
Hawaiian. We see in village they say Hawaiian. They don't know Spanish, but you know Spanish. That's true, yeah.
Right.
So in the Spanish guitar, it's steel strings. So I try to create a different sound, and the acoustic sound and the rustic sound. So I try to create in the different rhythms. Tribal rhythms, in the hilly rhythms. So this kind of, I try to create this sound. And see, I just learn our forefathers' rhythms. Because I'm compete these natural birds and leaf and all. I'm not compete to those what scientists, yeah. But I compete to naturals.
Right.
So that's why I sing this kind of songs.
That's very good.
So yeah. So when I go to the battlefield, I feel good because now next year I'll get more food because every battlefield is yellows
yeah,
and goldens and autumns and so. See, I feel good. So greenery is maybe full next year. I feel good. So, because see, food is there. I'm not worried about. So I compete, and our forefathers they compete with the naturals. When the natural things come, so the leaf falling down, come out new things. So that's why I feel. So I create like that only. So my music becomes like this only.
As a musician and with so much talent, you still chose to remain in your home state and perform in the Northeast. Hasn't that been difficult and a challenge?
It's a lot of difficulties, the challenge. But I don't bother. I don't mind. I don't care. Because I have my own identity. So that I'm proud of that. Because our forefathers, they have a beautiful cultures. They keep. But nowadays, the problem is nowadays, they... Children, the youngsters, they don't interest to the grassroots levels in this, foundations. See, that's why a lot of difficulty we are facing today. And people are not respect to us. Why? Too much xeroscopy. And I want to put my own cap, own fly hat, man. So this is what I want. That's why difficult. But the other cap, the other side of the greeneries and fencing is thought is better. But I say, no, everything is take serious. And respect your identity, your culture. We are facing a lot of difficulties because we are our community is small, just a pocket. It's like one chicken, one hens, chickens, families, like 7, 8, like this. The other is huge populations.
Yeah.
So you know, see, notice how many tribes, lots, and this and that. But when we cross the border, we are nothing. It was very small. They didn't see. But today, we are doing as millions of fish. I want to be a unique fish. That's why today we are here. We are celebrating here in the mainland New Delhi,
yeah.
Northeast Festival. So we came very small, but we want to share. Want to share the feelings, the small piece of music, and this piece of music is become a piece. Pieces of music. See, I want to share the piece.
You were given some recognition. The government gave you an award. What was the award about and how did that feel?
Why not? I feel good because I never expect, I never dream these kind of things. But to my works, to my job, the government of India recognized me because I'm trying to keep alive our culture. So the government of India, Ministry of Cultures, they searching those who are really working for the small communities, who is really working for this keeping alive. You know, see, in India, if this cultural diversity is lost, then everything may be lost.
Exactly.
That's why now they are looking for the small community, those who are really working for this. So one day I hope Omar get the award because he tried his best level.
Right. Give me a sample of some traditional song of yours.
Lung run nang nen kan in ngai leng zun puan nang Atul don lo mang ngai vang te in nang lo chu lung kham dang re gan nei lo ka sui lung ru nem tu nang ka thlang to che kum tluang in le na tlang hi dang to lo se sui lung lamang her tir lo la mi to na dam lai par chu i mang chul du nang boi te lung tin rolen bia thu di chun shel du nin cha lai bang in nang ko wan to nang che
You've just heard an interview with Guru Reuben Mashangwa. The interviewer was Sanjeev Barua, a senior broadcaster. Now get ready to immerse yourself in a beautiful reflection on life with Manganushyon, performed by the incredible Reuben Mashangwa and Nimishkafi Muiva. This poignant song reminds us of the fleeting nature of youth and beauty, the inevitability of time, and the importance of cherishing each moment. With its touching lyrics, it encourages us to be kind and live fully, reminding us that life is unpredictable and can change in an instant. So, folks, sit back, relax, and let this melody transport you to a place of reflection and gratitude. Here it comes.
Manga nishon, mama tashon, make a moan. Tangkava di palungay kapara lay hao gida mga sama miri shongza tui gahay mate atam panunga sakli nga Jang we me ruin Gat sing la roga shi Ham ga shi Ting na la Buta ga shi Shon sho ga shi Mahat u lima Tiga sari hai kamai malai
So with this we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Till then, bye bye.
Karan kara itong mirin hankara mani mana She ham ga she ting na la buta ga she shon sho ga she mahan o lima ti ga hai mi ri ga pa ga sa ri
was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.